The head of the World Trade Organization told trade ministers today that he planned to revive formal negotiations for a global trade deal, which were suspended last July. Around 30 trade ministers were meeting during the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, to try to revive top-level negotiations over the WTO's Doha round to boost global trade, despite continuing differences over issues, mostly farm trade. Earlier, I spoke to Kishore Jayabalan, the director of the Rome office of the Acton Institute for Religion and Liberty. He told me why a global trade deal is so hard to reach.
The Doha deal is really endangered, I would say, by kind of three primary interests. The first is kind of this growing protectionist, isolationist impulse, which sees a lot of trouble in a globalized economy. And these kind of protectionist, isolationist impulses want to kind of reduce the level of trade in the name of kind of protecting domestic interests. The second interest involved is this kind of corporate agricultural interest, which is maintaining agricultural subsidies, import tariffs in both the United States and in Europe. And the third interest involved, I think, is this kind of romantic mindset that tends to praise agricultural rural life at the expense of an urban life and, you know, city living. And it also tends to attract many religious leaders who say that they want a global deal for trade that helps the world's poor, but they're not willing to put up with the kind of short-term cost that would end up benefiting everyone.
Why is the success of this round of global trade talks so important for the world's poor?
Global deals are, of course, much harder to achieve than regional deals, but the benefits are much greater. For example, a poor person in a developing country has a very small market into which he can trade his goods and his talents and really benefit from what he has to offer. But in a global deal, a person in sub-Saharan Africa can engage in a commercial activity with people in Europe and in Asia and in America and really benefit from that expanded market.